Delighted to be joined by Dean Saunders here on BBC Duty. Dean, first of all, of course, you know, you played at the Albion. What are your memories of your days down there?
Oh, well, I got a lot to thank them for, really. I left Swansea on a free transfer. Chris Catlin asked me to go up on trial. And I'd never been over the Severn Bridge. I drove up there, took me 4 hours, got to Sussex, got to Brighton, went in pre-season. And it was just like a whirlwind. I got a contract, and within, I think I scored 7 in the first 7 games. And I'll be ever grateful to the club for giving me the chance. So I'm really pleased after the club nosedived to nearly going out of his existence to be in this game today, nearly in the Premiership.
And it's what a lot of fans forget, of course, you know, the Gillingham years, the years when they had to play it with Dean as well. It's a huge change for the club.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I went to watch Swansea-Cardiff in the Premier League the other day, and same thing applies to them two clubs. Everybody's saying, who's going to win today? I said, well, Cardiff were bankrupt. Swansea had to win a game in the last seconds of League Two to stay in, not go into the conference 10 years ago, and both of them in the Premiership, and similar to Brighton, you know, it's such a great club. It's my favourite place I've ever lived. I used to live in Hangleton Road. And I've got great memories. I've still got friends there. And the Bloom family have played a big part in Brighton's history. And Darren, I used to go to the Brighton Dogs with during the week. He used to keep me out of trouble. So he's a mate of mine, and he invites me to the game. So I got great memories of Brighton, and I'm just really pleased that I'm involved in a game like this today.
And you'd have been, of course, at the Amex last year, down there in a managerial capacity, I suppose.
Yeah, not good memories.
No, I'm sure it was the Wolves game, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know, I took over Wolves, it was sad times, really, for the club. They'd lost a lot of games over the 4 years, and obviously, if you get sacked like I did, you're able to come to games like this, so there's a cloud of silver lining.
How do you see the game? Because you would know both of these sides. I mean, how do you feel this game is matching up with the Albion 2-1 down from the first leg?
Well, last season, Gus Poyer was the manager, obviously, and they played a certain way, and I knew all the players and the way they tried to play, and they played football right from the back, trying to play through the thirds of the pitch. They had some good front players. Mikel Smith, who's not getting a game, is one of my favourite players at that level. Buckley's obviously struggling to be fit today. He's a big player for him. And they knew what they were doing. They all know that both fullbacks could bomb on. So this year, the new manager's taken over, and they've stumbled into the playoffs, but they've got there, and that's all that matters now. And you need a bit of luck. Obviously, the ball coming off the goalkeeper's back last week, from Derby's point of view, it don't matter how you play in the playoffs, you just need the luck on the day. You need the refereeing decisions to go your way.